is Planning and Zoning Commission, item number 21, Planning and Zoning Commission Recommendations Reference Request Zone to Rezone Property from A1 Agricultural to R2 Two Family Residence District. You have the Planning and Zoning Commission's I know Mr. Benson, you want to talk on that, but the next item on the agenda is the public hearing to hear your concerns on it. This is just to review what the Planning and Zoning.
So this is just the property on the south side of 61, not the north side?
That is correct. The, on the corner of West Loretta Street and
Mississippi,
correct.
Next to my property.
Okay. Right.
The cornfield.
Okay. It was confusing. There was some stuff saying north side too.
Yeah, there's some language in there said something about north side. I didn't know that you sold that. Okay.
Any questions about the Planning and Zoning's recommendations?
No.
Okay. Next item is public hearing. Reference item number 22, request to rezone a tract of land located in the corporate limits of the city of Bluegrass on the north side of West Loretta Street and North Mississippi Street, containing approximately 8.08 acres from A1 Agricultural to R2 Family Residence District, CNM Holdings LLC. I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman or Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, this is the public hearing in reference to that property. Now, Mr.
Okay.
Benson. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm Larry Benson, 215 West Loretta Street. Lived there for 60 years. 60 years. The sewer line on Loretta and Moselle was put in the time frame of 1959-1960. That makes it 66 years old. It's an 8-inch line, 8-inch sanitary sewer line. Jim, do we know what rate that's flowing at now? 50%, 80%?
No, I don't.
I don't know. I don't think we can make a decision, can we? We don't know anything about the sewer line.
It's not our sewer. It belongs to Iowa American Water, so Iowa American Water would be the people to question about that, and okay. Iowa American Water will have to make
so
the sewer work.
You guys can't make a decision because you don't have Iowa Illinois Gas.
It's just the rezoning of the property. It's not the building of it. It's the rezoning of the property. Once they get the property rezoned, then they'll have to put a preliminary and final plat out that will have to come to the council for review and approval. In that preliminary and final plat, they will have to get with Iowa American Water on the water and sewer connections, piping, the layout of that. And yes, it would have to be conformed to what needs to be in order to have the correct flow before the city could approve it. That is correct.
Okay.
Right now, all we're doing is approving whether or not we'll let them rezone it from agricultural to R2 two-family residences. That's the only thing the city is approving at this point.
Okay, so It seems like you guys are still in the dark as to if you rezone it from agricultural to residential too.
I guess I don't understand the point of us being in the dark.
You don't know what's going in there. You have no idea. And I don't see how you can. The infrastructure is old and you don't know its condition. And you're making an assumption that you can go from agriculture to R2, no problem.
Once they get what they have to do, they have to go to Iowa American Water.
That's one. What about, who has the storm sewer?
Iowa American Water.
No, we have storm sewer.
We have storm sewer.
Right.
We will approve that, and all that water will run north. It runs north in that lot. It'll be running to 61, won't even go south.
You'll have less water in this situation than you do now.
Boy, life was easier when you guys had all this stuff.
Well, but again, that's all gonna be designed by an engineer, and then it gets approved by them at the next phase. All they're doing is changing from agricultural to residential.
Just like when Dallas took and had theirs moved from an ag to a commercial. All we're doing is zoning so things can be utilized for the best of the city.
Okay. And just because the city approves the rezoning request doesn't mean that the city will approve their plats of what they want to build there.
Yeah.
Because it's contingent on infrastructure going in there, such as water and sewer lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just think about, though, if you live on either Moselle and Juniata or Loretta, and you flush the toilet, the solid waste is there. You flush it again, and it's over the side, you know, because the line is so damn full that it can't take anymore.
Okay. Anyone else?
8-inch line, not very big.
Okay.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Just to make it clear, Mr. Jefferson and I don't want to do anything but this project to give anybody else hardship, whether it's water, stormwater, sewer, anything. And we live here. We don't want to give ourselves a bad name. I feel like Kim and I together try so hard to help this town and make it better and beautiful. And that's our goal here. That's all we want to do is make a beautiful, another beautiful neighborhood for this town.
Okay. Anyone else? Is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Item number 23, motion to adopt resolution 2026-11, approving a request to rezone CM Holdings LLC pending council approval. Resolution 2026-11, a resolution approving a request to rezone certain properties located in the corporate limits of the City of Bluegrass, Scott County, Iowa, on the request from C&M Holdings LLC. Is there a motion to approve this resolution?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Who seconded? You did? Okay. Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
And Herman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item is item number 24, ordinances and amendments. Second reading of ordinance amendment 2026-02, reference amending chapter 6.20, regulating the number and types of livestock and other animals within the corporate limits. You have this amendment in front of you. Is there any questions about it? If not, is there a motion to approve the second reading of it?
I make that motion.
Go ahead.
Is there certain people in the city limits that are grandfathered in on that right now? Because I know, barns sometimes have a lot of cattle over there.
There's four residences that this will qualify for.
Yeah, I know.
It's over a certain amount of acreage.
Yeah. How many acres?
10 acres.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
I make that motion.
Second.
No, you can't.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next item is item number 25, nuisance abatements.
I don't have any.
Nothing new to report. Okay. Next item is Finance Committee continued. Number 26, recommendations reference fiscal year 26-27 budget.
The committee met on February 11th, reviewed the budget. I'm just going to go over the basic large items that we have. Sawgrass has their last rebate at $12,500. We have a dump truck being proposed. Down the items here to be purchased. It'll come from reserves, road use, general fund, local option sales tax. The squad car we're going to be discussing too down here, which will be in the budget amendment. Just to let everybody know, the increase in taxes that we were going to get is an increase of, where'd it go? Hang on here. Well, the actual valuation was $825,000, so we only got like $7,000 more in revenue. And the tax rate's 11.878666. Last year it was 11.68. So with the with that change and with the rollback, it actually lowered everybody's taxes this time. So last year, $100,000 house would have paid $554, and this year it'd pay $524. If you had a $200,000 house, last year you paid $1,108, and this year you'd pay $1,049. So those are the biggest items that we had on the budget, and we'll go over more when we get to April 1st meeting.
Questions? Okay. Next item is item number 27, new dump truck bids for fiscal year 26-27.
So we were looking at replacing the 2013 Freightliner, which last year and a half we've been having quite a few issues with, and a couple of them were kind of expensive. Get a couple bids. We went back to the truck company and got their bid, and they're to build the chassis for the truck is $105,000. Through this whole process, I learned quite a bit. The truck they would be building, if it was exactly the same as the two we have, which basically has a pickup truck diesel motor in it, the lightest frame that they can that they offer, and just a bunch of other little things, just, you know. But anyways, so when I went over stuff with the guy from Missouri explaining all this stuff to me, obviously that motor has been working, but he said, you know, another motor, the real truck motor would be ideal for that truck. And then the frame, with the loaded with salt and have the plow hanging on the front of it, actually when it's full, is about 6,000 pounds overloading that particular frame. So then he came, Midway came in and built the truck the way the truck should be built, and came up with $107,000. However, the upcharge for the motor and the leaf springs and the frame way exceeds the 105. So I mean, he was actually way less if we didn't have those options in there. So personally, if we're going to do this, I would definitely go with Midway. So Henderson built all our all the dump, you know, the equipment on the dump truck, and then they came in with 101. Midway said, our plow is actually good. We could just keep it and use it and save the money.